Saturday and Sunday, I can't think of a better thing to do for Dad than bring him on to Ted's Beverly Hills for a great juicy steak and enjoy Father's Day at Ted's.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
So you see a lot of tourists. Beverly Hills has a number of people from all over the world, and they come into the steakhouse there, and they bring their kids, right? And so they're all the kids are welcome and everything like that. And you're there at the restaurant.
Well, yeah, and as a, you know, I'm a member of the business community, Phil, and we own a steak. Let me tell you a little bit about Ted's. And the reason why people misunderstand the way you greet customers now and the way women, especially younger women, want to be greeted, I think causes perhaps a little bit of confusion among older women or some of our older patrons. But the Ted's of Beverly Hills experience, without going into a long-winded explanation, is really a throwback experience, Phil. I like to believe that people, when they come into Ted's, they enjoy a level of service you don't see anymore. You know, the retail business in America today, and I'm talking to everybody in your listening audience right now, Phil, they know what I'm saying is true. The retail business in America today is an absolute disgrace. It's an embarrassment. This level of service is at an all-time low. The knowledge of the worker that encounters the average customer who comes in is almost non-existent of the product. When you come into my restaurant, Ted's of Beverly Hills, you have a dining experience that is not like any other you're going to have. You're not walking into a restaurant where the waiter has to look at a card or look at the back of his hand to know which the specials are that night. You're not walking into a restaurant where you have to be remind a food server to get you water. We take the linen. We put it in the lady's lap. We take the silverware. We make sure all the drink orders. We make sure that our servers know all of the specials. We make sure that the ladies are served first. And I could go on and on. And so this is why we, and our restaurant's a throwback.
All right, but and you have a lot of repeat customers, right?
Absolutely, without question.
Are these women that you are complimenting like this, are they repeat customers?
Well, some are and some aren't, Phil. And I think you're making a little bit of a larger deal. The way I compliment many of my female patrons is to tell them that they look great. And then you use the phrase, you know, especially your ass. And the reason why I say that, and I know it sounds...
See, to me, that's the most... It sounds rude.
But it's not, and I'll tell you why. And I realize it sounds... To older women, it sounds rude. Younger women, and it's a whole new generation of young people that are going out to eat, and these are people who've got money. Younger women appreciate a man who's a little bit more direct, and so that's why we've taken on that kind of way of greeting art.
So you're telling a lady, you look great tonight, and the phrase, especially your ass.
That's it. And I'll tell you, it shocks a few people. The older women, I probably don't appreciate it.
Well, then, if you're saying something that upsets some customers, why do it?
You have to understand, Phil, we're not just any restaurant. My name's Ted Bell. And why do I say my name is Ted Bell? Because I put a product on the table, and I've created a dining experience second to none. Okay? So, you...
All right, but if I'm a man, and I bring my wife to your restaurant, and I want to enjoy a dining experience...
And you will enjoy the best dining experience of your life.
Okay. And you say to her, you're looking great tonight, especially your ass...
It's, again, it's something that is a very contemporary... This is a new day. This is, well, you see, you're, how old are you, Phil?
I'm 52.
All right. Young men and young women today, it's a new day in the way that they greet each other. It's very informal. And so, plus the fact that I am giving the patron a great dining experience, why not allow them to allow me to make a compliment about how good they look?
Now, are you putting your hands on the female customers?
When we guide them to the table, well, you've done your research, haven't you? You
know, well, I mean, I've heard people talking who've been there.
When we take the lady, when we take a couple to the table, or we take a part of the table where there's a woman, I have sometimes I'll put my hand on her rear end, and this is a way of complimenting her. It has nothing to do with sex. It is a very modern way that young couples communicate with each other. And I will tell you...
But if a woman doesn't like being touched that way and doesn't want to have you say, you look great tonight, especially your ass...
Well, first of all, I'm Ted Bell. It's not like somebody else is saying it.
But I know. But if there's a husband who doesn't like it...
Well, I got to tell you, you know, you've walked into my restaurant, which is the greatest dining experience you're ever going to have. If you want to leave, that's like saying, you know what, I don't like the Taj Mahal. I think I'll go down to a mud hut where there's leprosy. Who would do that? Okay? I've complimented your wife. I've done it in a contemporary way. I have not done it to offend her.
You've said to her, you look great tonight, especially your ass.
It's a very contemporary way of greeting. And when you get a dining experience like mine...
Okay, hold on. 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Henry Show. We're talking about the retail business today and how so much of it is just sloppy, lousy, the service stinks. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills is with us. He has a steakhouse. I got to tell you, I've been there. It's fantastic. He feels that the dining experience at his restaurant is so outstanding that... You know, they're allowed a few... Would you say that you're allowed a few favors?
No, I wouldn't say...
You're allowed a few liberties?
I wouldn't even call them liberties. They are. It's a contemporary way of greeting female customers.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, most people have to put up with such bad service in restaurants and have to put up with such bad relations and food in restaurants that I think... Having me say to a woman, you know, you look great tonight, especially your ass, is not a big price to pay to come in and eat at my restaurant. If you're going to stand on ceremony, if you're old, and I don't mean old, but if you're older than a younger woman, and you want to get upset because I said your ass looks good, okay, you want to back out of a great dining experience, I don't know too many people that are so egotistical.
Yeah, but is it egotism? I mean, a woman wants to be treated nice.
Well, you are treating her nice in a very contemporary way, but the food at my place is that good, and the service is that good. I can't imagine a woman being so self-centered and egotistical and selfish that I can't make a comment about how good her, you know, her body looks when she's walking into my restaurant, which I have... worked my fingers to the bone to make one of the best restaurants in America. And
so you consider any woman that would walk out of your restaurant after you tell her ass looks nice, you got to understand something. There are a lot of women...
There are a lot of older women. The young women know what I'm talking about. But if you're telling me that a woman is so selfish, self-centered, and egotistical, and that the whole world revolves around her, that she can't absorb a nice comment about, yes, her... You know, and I'm using a word I realize that is offensive to a lot of people, but it's a very contemporary word. Okay?
I understand.
If she can't take a compliment about her rear end, well, then, you know what? Go ahead and eat at some dump. But like I said, do you want to walk into the Taj Mahal and enjoy the beauty of a beautiful medieval palace, or do you have leprosy? What do you want to do? Do you want to squat in a hut? I'm asking you, Phil.
I think that I would like my wife to be treated well in a restaurant.
And your wife is treated well at Ted's of Beverly Hills in a contemporary way.
All right, Ted Bell with us, our number 1-800-449-8686. The retail business is changing. I understand. I appreciate good service. Ted Bell has a restaurant that he thinks so highly of and believes it is such a great dining experience. And I've been there, and it rivals Ruth's Chris, or however the hell you pronounce that. It rivals any great steakhouse you've been into. But he feels his is so good that the non-traditional way of greeting a woman by saying, you look great, especially your ass, is something that she should be able to take without being, quote, egotistical and walking out. I would like an explanation. I walk into a restaurant, a guy says, you look great tonight, especially your ass. Oh, I don't know, maybe it's not a big deal. 1-800-449-8686. What does he want?
Yeah, I just want to say one more thing.
Yeah, Ted?
Phil, I just wanted to add, look, it's about the dining experience. It's not, you know, you don't look that great. If I'm saying that your ass looks great, I'm simply saying that to pay you a compliment. Don't get so self-centered and think you're gorgeous. Just remember it's about the dining experience.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, it's our webcast night tonight. You can go to www.philhenryshow.com and get a backstage pass and check out our webcast. We are on live right now. Pacific time, Eastern, the whole deal. So check it out at www.philhendryshow.com. Give us a call on the air here tonight at 1-800-449-8686.
Down to Ted in Beverly Hills for Father's Day. It is going to be delicious. We've got the prime rib slow roasted all day. Father's Day, Ted in Beverly Hills. We've got the game on. We'll also have the PGA tournament. I run out of time.
Yeah. Would you, Ted? We're talking with Ted Bell. Ted's in Beverly Hills. It is really amazing for me to imagine you saying to a female patron, "You look great tonight, especially your ass."
I know. It's an extremely contemporary thing to say, Phil. We can get away with it at Ted's because we have the greatest dining experience. And I will tell you...
Yeah, but you told me that a man objected. Was it last Saturday night or...
No, it was last Sunday.
A man objected to you saying, "You look great tonight, especially your ass," to his wife, right?
Yes, he did. And it's unfortunate when you have to have somebody removed. But we would not abide this gentleman. I'm Ted Bell. I have a restaurant. It is a great restaurant, and I'm not going to have anyone talk to me like that.
And so you had this man removed. What did he say exactly?
Who?
The guy that objected to you saying that to his wife.
Phil, I don't want to dwell on that.
No. I want to know. You said to his wife, "You look great tonight, especially your ass." What did he say?
He said something like, "Do you kiss your wife with that mouth?" Some smart remark like that. And I said, at first I couldn't believe that he was talking. I said, "Are you talking to me?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "What is your objection?" He says, "I don't like you talking about my wife's, quote, ass that way," end quote. And I said, I told him who I was, that I was Ted Bell, the owner. He persisted. And at that time I had Tony and Joe ask the gentleman to leave. He did not want to leave, so they had to take him by the arms and pull him out. The upside was, and it did have a good ending, we invited the wife, the lady, in to have a Ted on the house.
So the wife came in?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We did not want to spoil her dining experience because her husband didn't understand who I was.
And let me just... All right, I'm going to take a phone call, but... You say to a woman who walks in, "You look great tonight, especially your ass." It's a new customer?
I hadn't seen him before, no.
The husband objects. You ask him to leave. You ask the lady to come in and have a drink and dinner?
Yes.
And she did?
Well, we insisted, but yes, she did. See, Phil, I'm Ted Bell. I own the restaurant, and he was... I don't know if he knew he was talking to me. Or I don't know if he knew that he was talking to Ted Bell. And I said, "Are you actually talking to me?" And he said, "Yes, I am." I said... Boy, I said, "You got a pair on you." And that's when it started.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 on the Phil Hendry Show. Retail service, restaurant service, so bad that the quality of a good restaurant is obviously very noticeable. Is it worth it, even when the maitre d' is saying your wife has a great-looking ass? Now, I know you're saying this is a contemporary thing, young men do it, but a lot of older women don't understand.
Well, Phil, I think they're getting to it.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Roger, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, hello, Phil. I would like... This is the first time tuning into your show, but I would like to say that I would never go into a restaurant where a guy would treat not only my wife like that, but it's an insult.
I'm not insulting your wife, sir. I'm complimenting her.
I don't know where you were raised, but that was... I'll tell you what, that
this
is
a the times have changed from when you and I... Well, when you were a kid, because you sound like you might be older than me.
Well, yes, listen here. I am older than you. I don't care how good the restaurant is. To say something like that, nobody wants to be treated like that, young or older. Where's your etiquette?
It's not an insult to say to a woman, "You look great tonight, especially your ass." What is an insult about that?
An older woman is going to take it as an insult.
I tell you what, any woman...
Younger women...
Unless she's a floozy, I would understand. A floozy would probably be mostly complimented. But I'll tell you right now that no woman in her right mind would be complimented in any way and want to dine at any restaurant. I don't give a...
Well, wait a minute. My name is Ted Bell. I'm Ted Bell. You know that, right?
Kentville, but what's the name of the restaurant?
Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted's of Beverly Hills. That's the name of my restaurant. All right? So I'm Ted Bell. I say to your wife, she's got a great-looking ass. Why would you be offended by that? It's not like a busboy saying it. Okay?
I don't care who's saying it. Where would you learn to talk to somebody like that?
I'm in the retail business. The restaurant. Have you ever been to a restaurant lately, sir? You might as well eat in a horse trough. You come to my restaurant, we treat you with class.
Well, that's just it, Ted. Treat them with class when you say to a guy's wife, she's got a great looking ass.
It's a contemporary way that younger women want to be complimented.
But why not just seat them at the restaurant and give them one heck of a meal? Why would you have to stoop so low to say something so shoddy as that?
We are trying to educate people that when you say to a woman, you look great tonight, especially your ass, and you lead her to the table with your hand on her rear end, it's very European. I admit, it's very European. Most women are honored when Ted Bell tells them they got a nice ass. What can I tell you?
I don't know how busy your restaurant is, but I can say this. If anybody goes into that restaurant a second time visiting that restaurant after the first time that you have actually done such an act,
I don't know
they
that you,
are, listen to me.
I don't know that you appreciate
they are as insane as you.
And I don't know that you appreciate
I hope to God that you learn some manners and you really... I hope that you're not very successful.
You know, sir, I don't know that you appreciate a good meal. Okay, thank you.
All right. Well, look at Roger. Thank you for your call. The man's upset.
He's old. He's old school. This is something that.
Well, the part of the thing about you telling the guy to leave and then you invite the wife in.
No. When I told that man to leave, I don't think he knew that he had just been talking to me. And he said, you telling my wife she's got a great ass? I said, yes. And I said, I'm Ted Bell. And he didn't seem to get it. And that's when I said, well, you know.
Then you threw him out.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. I said to him, excuse me, I just told your wife she's got a great ass. I'm Ted Bell. I'm the owner of the restaurant. And he said to me some smart-ass remark like, I never heard of you. And I said, well, woo. You know, I said, well, those are the magic words. I said, Lou, Tony, and Butch, go ahead. And
they took him out of the restaurant.
You bet. And Butch, she's only about 25, but
Butch is a woman.
Yeah.
All right. Here's Joe. Joe, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just commenting about the restaurant. You know, first of all, I probably have to agree with Mr. Bell that the service in restaurants isn't very good.
It's absolutely deplorable. Absolutely.
Yeah. But and I got no problem with complimenting a woman. But that comment, I don't consider to be a compliment.
If I told you it's being done a lot by younger men to younger women, it's considered to be complimentary. What would you say that?
Well, I mean, there's a whole lot of stuff going on today by younger people that, in my opinion, are not the right thing to do. I mean, there are some traditional ways of being.
Let me jump
courteous.
In, Joe. This is Phil Henry. If Joe came in with his wife. And you said to his wife, you look great tonight, especially your ass. And Joe objected. What would you say?
I would explain to Joe that I'm Ted Bell, that there's nothing to be upset about. I own the restaurant. You got a dollar there?
Right, you're on.
Ted's
what?
Beverly
your commercial's on right now.
Steakhouse, come on down.
Go.
Ted Bell here, Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills, California. Father's Day. Think of Dad, think of Ted.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
Ted Bell with us. Ted, to say that a woman who walks into your restaurant...
Well, Phil, again, you are missing the point. Your callers, they're not just walking into a restaurant. They're walking into Ted's of Beverly Hills. And we are a cutting-edge California restaurant. We're California casual. And
all right, so California casual means you're looking great tonight, especially your ass.
It means that you compliment a woman in a contemporary way, yeah. And if the husband gets upset about it, well, guess what? I'm Ted Bell, and there are a million dumps you can take your wife to. The retail business, especially with regard to restaurants, is at an all-time low. Restaurants have never been worse. The service has never been worse. The food has never been worse. The humanity that you see in there has never been worse. The risk of contracting a disease from tainted meats or foods has never been higher. And I'm telling you, when you come to Ted's Beverly Hills, you are transported to a time when people actually cared about the food they were serving, to the point where maybe, just maybe, it had been refrigerated. That's what I'm talking about. And it upsets me that I have to keep answering this question.
You're telling a woman she's got a great-looking ass.
So what? I'm Ted Bell.
You're Ted Bell.
I'm Ted Bell, and I'm complimenting her. Oh, my God. You know, trying to get this through, and I'm in the middle of a program here where I'm sponsoring an hour of your programming.
And then you said you cup her rear end in your hand as you guide her to the table.
Yes, it's European. You know, you live in California, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, boy, you wouldn't know it. It sounds to me like it...
Well, excuse me, man.
Well, this is a very California casual European continental custom.
California cat. I've been eating in restaurants my whole life in California. I never had anybody grab my wife's ass and guide her to the table.
Well, you haven't eaten at Ted's.
I'm not trying to get you angry.
Well, Phil, it gets me a little angry because it makes me think that you're taking me for a ride on this program.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Sue, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, hi. I just can't get over the ego of this guy that thinks it's complimentary to insult a woman in front of her husband.
No, no,
if
no.
that had been my husband, he would have put something down your throat, not just
well,
the meal.
I think you need to watch how you say something like that. That's number one. Number two, well, I do. Number two, you know, first of
no,
all,
who are,
I
what
think
do you think you are?
You're
you
a woman. No, if you're a woman,
the
Playboy
Mansion
become,
is where we're going to dine at your restaurant.
In other words, you are so egotistical yourself, you can't have a man comment on your ass without getting all upset. That's how
no,
self-centered you are.
It has nothing to do with ego. It
has
to do with class.
You. No, it has
to do with a total lack of class and decorum. This is supposed to be a classy restaurant.
Yes, it is.
And it's supposed to be a dining experience.
Where do you live?
And you're using
ma'am, where do you
a
live?
Total Let's... trash mouth, insulting a woman in front of her husband.
Where do you live?
I live in West Virginia.
You're kidding, right?
No,
I'm
not.
Talking about a dining experience you're not going to get in West Virginia. And maybe,
oh,
and guess what, Sue? And maybe your, ass is, maybe your ass isn't
I
so complimentary.
I have one of the most
classy,
top-of-the-line restaurants in West Virginia.
I'll bet you do.
And nobody would ever grab your ass and drag you to your table.
Nobody's dragging you
in
to your table.
In front of their husband,
you know what,
no
ma'am?
Less.
No one's dragging you to your table. And maybe your ass isn't all that complimentary.
That's right. I'm sorry.
Maybe,
you said no.
You know what?
So
maybe your ass isn't... Is this lady listening to me?
Hey, Sue, are you listening to him?
I'm trying to make a point here, Sue. Maybe your ass isn't all that complimentary.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
Hey, yeah. Read it and weep.
Well, so what does that mean? She gets thrown out?
No, it just means that she thinks she's calling in. I would like to hear from women who actually have a body that's complimentary.
Okay, and how do you know I don't?
Because you don't even sound like, you know what, I... Ugh.
Okay, I don't sound like what?
Anybody who says that they, you know, West Virginia, we got great dining experience... you know what?
Well, look, this is kind of an old school thing. West Virginia, everywhere in the country is cosmopolitan in one place or another, in every state.
West Virginia.
Yeah, Ted, you know, you got to get out a little bit, man. You can find some of the best restaurants in America in some cities that you wouldn't. You know that Portland, Oregon has more restaurants per capita than any city in America?
I don't care if they've got more restaurants per capita. That's what are you saying? In other words, more opportunity to get to wake up in a fever and a sweat, passing blood in the middle of the night? Is that what you're saying? Because
what do you mean?
I'm talking about botulism. And you won't get it at Ted's.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Anita. Anita, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Ted, I'm a young lady, and
yes,
I like to consider myself pretty contemporary. I've lived
ma'am.
In many ski towns over the years. And you keep saying that people who don't appreciate this kind of behavior are very egotistical.
Well, and they're also very, I think, a little older school.
Well, okay.
You know, if you
even young women who disagree with you, then you're saying that they're old school?
No. Right, how old are you?
I'm 36.
All right. No. I'm talking about women in their 20s. Forgive me, but I'm not saying you're old. You know, I'm just saying women in their 20s.
Okay. Well, in any event, I mean, you keep saying that these women who don't appreciate this are egotistical. And
so you have too much ego And you think that you're what? You think you're something special? I can't talk about your ass?
Well, wait a minute.
No, it sounds like you think that you're so special that you can talk about people's asses, and because you are Ted, that
I'm saying that I've got, I have provided,
that, and you're the one that's got the egotistical part.
Ma'am, for 20 years, I've built a restaurant experience like no other in America. When you walk into my restaurant, you are in a dining Valhalla.
That is
big
wonderful.
Deal.
I've worked in the restaurant business. That's wonderful,
right.
You know?
So
that
what
doesn't
if I
give you the right to treat a woman like they're a
I'm
piece
not,
of ass.
I'm not treating you like that. You're the one that said that.
When you guide a lady to the table, this lady comes in.
Are you a woman? Ted, are you a woman? Then how do you know how women feel? You don't.
Why don't you watch your language, ma'am?
You're the one that's egotistical. You're putting it out on everybody else.
You know, if you come into my restaurant, I've got to...
You think you should be able to touch somebody's ass because
look
you are Ted.
Anita, I'm not talking about you. If you came into my restaurant, I'd have to give you a chair with no armrests so you could fit. I'm talking about women who are...
you are so funny. I can't even believe that you are getting airtime on the radio.
Why are they giving you airtime?
Because I'm
a
woman.
Didn't think about that, did you?
Because I need arms. I'm a triathlete.
Arms? I said a chair that you would be able to fit, a triathlete. You know what?
800-449-8686. Emily, go ahead.
Hi, Ted?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, before you start calling me fat and stuff...
I'm not calling you fat. I call the last lady fat.
They're
big ego cases. They can't come into my restaurant and just appreciate where they are. They got to also demand one more thing. I can't say they got a nice ass.
Well, okay. And I'm not going to try to get an argument with you here, but I'm a 23-year-old woman. I'm young.
Okay,
I've just
perfect.
Got out of college.
Perfect demographic.
Yeah, I'm what you're going for, right?
Exactly.
I'm the age group of what you're trying to reach.
We want everybody to come into the restaurant, but a woman like you understands it when I say you've got a great-looking backyard.
But you see, hon, I don't think that's a compliment. I think that's rude, and I think my husband would try to kill you for it.
But you see,
and I'd probably slap you, too, because
well,
I think it's rude.
I don't think that you guys know. Have you been to a nice restaurant?
Yes, hon, I have been to a nice restaurant.
Hun? You're 23 and you call me hun?
Are
you sitting on the front porch with some lemonade?
No, but I am from Missouri. It's kind of
sad. Yeah, all right. Well, I tell you what. You want a dining experience? Come on out. No, hold on for a minute. You're looking great tonight. Watch for your ass.
A Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, Ted Bell here. You know, you're listening to the Phil Henry Show tonight. I don't mean any offense. When you come into my restaurant and I tell you that you've got a great-looking ass, it is not intended as a sexual comment. It is a continental European comment. And
you run out of time here, Ted.
All right. All right.
So you're saying this is very continental and very European?
Yeah, and I've got a lady... What's the matter? Hold on for a minute, Bill. You're looking great tonight, especially your ass. I just said it to this lady here. And as a matter of fact, it would be great to do a remote broadcast from the restaurant tonight. Not tonight, Phil, but some night. So I can demonstrate how this is done and so that you can see that we are not being impolite to the ladies at all. It is European, very continental, very California casual.
What is this phrase, California casual, man? I don't get that. Here's Jennifer. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Hi. I was calling about your guest. I'm a 27-year-old woman who loves being a woman, and I think anybody who can't accept a compliment about their ass doesn't deserve to have a great one.
I cannot accept a compliment about their ass?
Yeah, I'm saying that they should be able to.
Yes, exactly. That's my point.
I think what you're doing is absolutely great.
I appreciate that very much. Now, here's a guy. Hold on for a minute. You look great tonight, especially your ass.
Yeah, I don't like that, you know.
I'm sorry?
I don't like that. I don't like that.
Okay. Get him out of here.
What's going on, Ted? Okay, what is going on, Ted? What is going on, Ted?
Certainly, that's Bill. Hold on for a minute. Here's Mr.
This guy, he took off on me. I told his wife she had a great ass. Some big black. That man who took off.
Well, so did the guy hit you?
Yeah, he hit me. Boy, you are in trouble.
You call me boy? You call me boy?
I didn't say boy, you're in trouble. I said, boy, are you in trouble?
Well, you did.
I didn't call you boy. Call me boy.
Okay, we got to go to a commercial because I can't.
I don't think it's fair at all.
Is he gone?
Yeah, we got him.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Man.
Come on down.
I apologize to the patrons of my restaurant. Maybe we had to just dispense with it.
All right, kill the commercial, bud.
What?
Kill the commercial, bud. Kill it, man. Kill the commercial. Kill the commercial. Kill the commercial.
All right, I'm killing it.
Well, it's too late now, isn't it, man? It's over.
Phil, I apologize to your listeners. What happened was a black man and his wife came in.
You don't have to indicate his race.
I'm sorry?
You don't have to indicate his race.
Why not?
Would you say a white man and his wife came in?
I guess I wouldn't know. You're right. Well, a gentleman came in with his wife, and I made the comment, and in his wife's case, it was true. She did have a beautiful-looking, back area, and he took exception. We had to get him out.
Did you call the police?
We did, yeah.
Where is his wife?
She's having dinner.
All right, let me go over to Arlene. Arlene, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Arlene.
First thing you should know about me is that I live in Bristol, Tennessee.
I'm Ted Bell. How are you?
Background.
I'm Ted Bell.
I lived in Europe for 8 years.
And I'm Ted Bell.
Have eaten in the finest restaurants that Paris has to offer.
Does the lady know
Italy
that she's speaking to
offer,
Ted Bell?
Yes, she does.
Spain has to offer.
Uh-huh.
Have lived in the Middle East where that sort of behavior would lose you a hand and you would be dripping in tar. Have lived in Micronesia where a woman is a woman and treated accordingly. You're selling food and nothing
Ma'am,
more.
Ma'am, are you saying that the Middle East is superior to the United States in terms of culture? Are you actually trying to say that? I think you're going a little... the Middle East, those are animals.
I said yes, and you would lose your hand over there.
Well, they're animals.
Live there for 2 years and then make your decision.
I believe they're animals, based upon how they blew up 3,000 people. Thank you. Oh, boy, that was easy.
The lady's talking about living among the people of the Middle East, not terrorists.
No, I'm talking about eating. I'm talking about fine dining.
And believe me, when I compliment a woman on her rear end, I'm talking about eating too. And what
that's not necessary.
I'm sorry.
You're right. It wasn't necessary. But what I'm trying to hello.
Well, she hung up.
Why?
Well, why do you think?
Well, I'm trying to imagine that.
What do you mean? Ted, I don't know how many people.
You hear that sound behind me, Phil?
What?
Can you hear this sound behind me? Put the phone into the private room. Hear that?
Yeah.
That's called business. You know, business. It's called cha-ching, cha-ching. Okay? I got people calling me tonight, calling me disgusting. Listen to the female voices. You hear them?
I can hear a few.
Okay, every one of them, I said to them, nice ass. And you know what? They're in there right now having themselves a steak at Ted's Beverly Hills. So you decide. I don't want to get my refund. He's back.
All right, now watch out, Ted.
Look, boy. Call me boy again, huh?
Ted.
Call the police. Call the highway patrol. I don't want the police.
Hit the commercial, bud.
What?
Hit the commercial, bud.
What do you mean?
Hit the commercial, bud! Hit it!
What'd you say?
Never mind.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
Stand by, Mr. Bell. Here's your copy.